Week Shir is on Daf Memzayin Amud Bet, the final sugya in the third perek, and the Mishnah about eight lines down from the top says as follows: Not nin kli tachat haner lekabel nitzotzot. So one can place a kli, a vessel, a dish, under a lamp so that the dropping ashes will fall into the dish and won't fall onto the table or the cloth, whatever it is, and burn it. They'll just fall into the dish and all will be safe. However, v'lo yitein l'tocho mayim, you're not allowed to put water into that dish, mipnei shehu mechabe, because when the ashes fall into the water, they will be extinguished. So we've got the question, what's going on here? So the first question the Gemara asks is, v'hakam avatel kli mehechano. What's happening here is that a kli is becoming unusable. It's becoming decommissioned from use. That's how's it becoming deconditioned from use? Look in Rashi, the last wide line at the top left-hand corner. That you wouldn't be able to move the dish at all for the rest of Shabbat. Because it's now become a support for the sparks that have fallen into the dish. So this would be a kash against Rav Chista, who's said previously you can't be mevatel kli mehechano. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna b'reit Rav Yoshua, nitzotzot ein bahem mamash. This is an answer that came up in a previous sugi as well, that sparks, they're inconsequential. There's nothing to them, and therefore, even though they fall into the dish, it's not like oil falling into the dish or wax falling into the dish where you can identify it. This is just some sparks which are unidentifiable, and therefore you don't the dish doesn't become muktza, and you can move the dish around and there's no problem. However, we said, you're not allowed to put water into the dish because that's going to cause the sparks to become extinguished. So, let's say that our Mishnah simply goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Da'ama, because Rabbi Yossi says, Goreim lekibui asur, something which causes, is a grammar, is one step away from causing something to be extinguished, is prohibited. Where do we find that Rabbi Yossi says that? So look in Rashi. Rashi in the third narrow line down says, B'chol kitvei HaKodesh, Rabbi Yossi says this in a further perek, Diktani osem chitza b'chol hakilim, bein mleim bein reikanin, kidei shelo tavor hadleika. If you've got something, an area that's on fire, let's say your kitchen table catches fire, so what are you going to do to prevent the fire from spreading? You can't put the fire out. That's working on the assumption there's no concern there of pikuach nefesh. What you can do is you could bring some containers, some glass bottles or earthenware jars or something like that. You could even fill them with water and place them as a barrier in front of the burning table. And therefore, when this fire spreads and the bottles or jars get heated up, so then the fire will crack them, the water will pour out and will extinguish the fire. And that's gram kivui, that's indirect extinguishing, which we say is permissible. However, Rabbi Yossi oseb klei cheres chadashim meleim mayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you've got new earthenware vessels full of water, you couldn't do that. She'en yecholin lekabel ha'or, because they can't withstand the heat. Ve'en mitbakin u'mechabin et ha'deleika, because they're doing exactly what you want them to do. They'll split and they'll extinguish the fire. So Rabbi Yossi is saying that gram kibui is prohibited, and that seems to be what we have here. If you have a dish of water that you've put underneath the flame so that the sparks will fly into it, then that's going to be gram kibui and will be prohibited according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, "V'tizbara." Does that really make sense? Amar da'amar Rabbi Yossi. When did Rabbi Yossi say that you can't arrange these earthenware jugs so that the fire will break them? B'Shabbat. That's talking about on Shabbat. That's where you're doing an act of grammar. That's Be'erev Shabbat Mi'amar. But did he ever say that you can't set up such a system on Erev Shabbat? He didn't. V'chitei mahachinami b'Shabbat. Now you might want to say that our Mishnah here is dealing with Shabbat, saying that you can't place the dish of water under the Ner on Shabbat. But that's not true for Hatanya, because we've got a brighter that tells us differently. Not to include tachat haner lekabel nitzotzot b'Shabbat. The brighter tells us that you're allowed to place a kli underneath the lamp to catch the sparks on Shabbat. Ve'ein tzarich lomar be'erev Shabbat, and certainly you can do that on Erev Shabbat. That's, and likewise, lo yitein l'tocho mayim mipnei shum chaber. Me'erev Shabbat, and even on Erev Shabbat, you're not allowed to put water into the dish because it's going to cause the sparks to be extinguished. Ve'ein tzarich lomar b'Shabbat, and certainly you can't do it on Shabbat. So this bright is telling us very clearly that there would be a problem of doing this on even on Erev Shabbat, that, and certainly on Shabbat. So that way of answering Rabbi Yossi isn't going to work for us. So El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, that you can actual fact say that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. And even though the Rabbanan in general say Gram Kibui is permitted, Shani Hacha, here it's different, Mipneshe Mekarevet Kibuyav, because here you're hastening, that's, and this is what I'm going to translate it at present, you're hastening the extinguishing of the sparks. So since we couldn't prove that Rabbi Yossi says Gram Kibui is prohibited on Erev Shabbat, we had to find another answer, and our other answer was that you're hastening the extinguish, or putting in place something that's going to hasten the extinguishing of the sparks on Shabbat, and we're saying that's going even according to the Rabbanan. So this is a little bit strange, because what we're saying is that on Shabbat, the Rabbanan don't have a din of Gram Kibui, but on Erev Shabbat, they do have a din of not hastening the extinguishing of something, even though here it doesn't seem that you're actually extinguishing anything. All you're doing is you're putting in place a dish which with water in it, which is in due course going to extinguish the spark. So we have to understand what the difference is between this, which is prohibited, and Gram Kibui, which is permitted even on Shabbat. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi, the penultimate Rashi, where it says El Amar Ravashi, Matnitin Afilu L'Rabbanan. We can say our Mishnah even goes according to the Rabbanan. Delo Dami L'Gram Kibui, because this isn't comparable to the case of Gram Kibui. Tahatam Kimati Duleika L'Kelim, because in that case, when the fire reaches the vessels, Duleika Hu Dapaka L'Hu, then the fire causes the vessels to break. Ugrama Baalmahu, and this is an indirect action, meaning you've got the fire attacking the vessels, and then the vessels breaking and the water spilling out. That's Avalzesh and Atan Hamayim Mamash Tachat Haner. But in this case, where you've put the water right under the Ner, that's right under the lamp, Mechabe Mamashu, it's really properly extinguishing it. That's Gzeira Mi Bo'od Yom Atu Mishech HaShecha. Now, of course, you can do that Mi Bo'od Yom. You can set it up on Erev Shabbat, and if the sparks get extinguished on Erev Shabbat, then obviously it's not a problem. But even if they were to get extinguished on Shabbat, you haven't actually done anything. But we've got a Gezeira Miba'od Yom Atu Mishech HaShecha. We're worried that if you come to do it Miba'od Yom before Shabbat comes in, you might also come to set this up on Shabbat. And Rashi's saying that this is Mechaber Mamash. This is really an act of extinguishing. It's different from the Gram Kibui, because the Gram Kibui, there was something else else in the equation. There was the fire, the water, but there was also the barrels or the jars. And if they weren't getting broken, then the water wouldn't extinguish the flame. Whereas here, there's just the water and the sparks, and the water is causing the sparks to be extinguished. So that's the Gemara with Rashi. Rashi is a bit challenging because Rashi says this is Mechaber Mamash. Now, it doesn't seem to be Mechaber Mamash. Mechaber Mamash, really extinguishing something, is where I've got a flame and I come along and I snuff it out, or I pour water on it, or whatever it is, I blow it out. That's Mechaber Mamash. Here, I'm putting water underneath the spark, so when the sparks fall, they'll become extinguished. Why is Rashi saying that's Mechaber Mamash? So let's look at a few points in Tosfot. Tosfot, Tibor HaMatchil Mipnei Shemakarevit Kibuyav, says, Peirush de Gazrinan Erev Shabbat Atu Shabbat, we make a Gezerah, preventive measure on Erev Shabbat, lest you come to do this on Shabbat. That's Uv Shabbat Yachol Lavoli De Kibui, and on Shabbat, you must might come to extinguish the sparks. If you were to lift up the keli with the water in it, that's as the sparks are falling. So what the Tosfot is saying is that it's not that you're actually doing mechaber when you put the keli with water underneath the sparks or underneath the lamp on Shabbat. It's only if you put that keli with water there underneath the lamp as the sparks are falling. Then that would be actual mechaber, because you're causing the sparks to be extinguished sooner than they would otherwise. Otherwise, they just fall onto the table or onto the empty dish and burn out by themselves. But when you place or move into place the dish with the water, so then you're causing them to be extinguished. So it's not that placing the bowl there is absolutely extinguishing it, which is what Rashi seemed to say, but it's that you could come to be party to an act of extinguishing, and therefore it's prohibited. And in actual fact, Tosfot said, goes on to say, this seems to be what Rashi is really saying. If you go to seven lines up in the narrow lines in the Tosfot, Tosfot says as follows: Rashi depirish to have a mechaber mamash. Rashi says this is literally a case of extinguishing. Lav davka doesn't actually mean that it's really extinguishing. That's ela kloma sheyuchal lav olidei kibui. If we allow this to happen, then you could come to extinguish. But actually putting the dish there, even on Shabbat itself, is not actually an act of extinguishing. Now let's just go back a little bit in the Tosfot and see a question that they ask. So four lines down in the Tosfot, v'im tomar, so you might ask the following question: Maishna shriyat diel v'simamnin u'prisat metzuda d'sharinam b'feret kama im hashemesh. In the first perek, we say there are various things that you're allowed to set up just before Shabbat comes in on a Friday afternoon, even though they're going to come into effect, or the melacha is going to be affected on Shabbat itself. For example, setting up a metzuda, a trap, which will capture animals, or putting ink or various spices into a vat to start dissolving that on Shabbat. You can start that on Erev Shabbat, just as it's getting dark, just before it gets dark. And here we're saying it's prohibited on Erev Shabbat so that you don't come to do it on Shabbat. So why should it be prohibited in this case, because we're worried that you might come to put the dish there on Shabbat itself? But in the case of setting up the trap, why don't we say, oh, we're worried that you might come and set up the trap on Shabbat itself? V'tireitz harav porat, dahatam leike lemechas shema yaseh keim b'Shabbat. In that case, there's no concern that you might come and do it on Shabbat. You might set up the trap. Daha av melachahim. Because those are all examples of avot melachot. That's aval hacha ikelamechash dulo dami iso kolkach, but b'ashem eliach kli tachat hanitzotzot. But here, Of course, it's also an av malacha. Mechabe is also an av malacha, but nonetheless, it might not seem so clear to a person that what they're getting involved in here is an issue of mechabe. That's whereas in the other cases, it's very obvious to them that what they're doing is something which is a malacha, and therefore they won't do it on Shabbat, whereas here, they might well do it on Shabbat. So we said, and we worry that on Shabbat, you might start putting in the water before the sparks fall into the dish. The kodem gemar hanatina, before you finish putting in the water, yiplu, they'll fall in, and therefore you'll be actively extinguishing, or sheyagbia klim hamayim keneged hanitzotzot, or that you'll move the kli with the water in it towards the sparks, kidifrish it, as we've explained previously. V'afar kavduva oto kibui bochiyuv chatat Rabbi Shimon dimlach hashena tzricha legufahi, that, and even though this form of extinguishing is what we call melach hashena tzricha legufa, a melacha where it's not really... you're not really interested in the result. It's not constructive. You're not trying to create pachamin, coals or charcoal or anything like that. That's and therefore it's prohibited only midrabanan, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's nevertheless hechmiru, they were strict atu kibu de chiyuv chatat, because of cases where there could be a chiyuv chatat. Farfak have to have a gzeira legzeira. That's even though this would seem to be a gezeira on a gezeira, kim lehud rabbanan dehacha shaykh lemigzat tvei, Chazal felt that in this case there were grounds to be more concerned. So that's dealt with the question of what does it mean that shani hacha mipnei shemakarev et kibuyav, that you can't put the dish with water underneath the lamp because you would be hastening extinguishing the sparks, according to Tosfot's understanding of Rashi, meaning that if you were to do that on Shabbat and move the dish towards the sparks or under the sparks whilst the sparks are falling, then that would be hastening the extinguishing and that would be prohibited mid-oraita. Now, if we look three or four lines from the end of the Tosfot, just at the end of the line, Tosfot picks up on something which was obviously a common practice in medieval times, and in a slightly different way is a common practice nowadays as well. So Tosfot says, "Uma sheragilim latit mayim bizkuchit shekorin lampa." Now, when people light their Shabbat lamps, what do? They've got a sort of a glass that they put that they're going to put the oil into that, but they first put water in the bottom of the glass, v'notnin aleha shemen be'erev Shabbat, and then they put oil in on top of it on erev Shabbat. Now this, you know, we're most familiar with it, you know, if we light oil lamps on Hanukkah. So you've got the globes and you put a bit of water in first and then top it up with oil. That's, or if you light in that way on Friday nights, you might well, that you've got a glass that you put the oil into, and for whatever reason you put water in, you've got a nice big glass, so you don't want the wick right at the bottom, but you don't want to fill up the whole thing with the oil that's going to burn for 2 weeks. So you fill it up mostly with water and just put a centimetre of oil on top that'll burn nicely on Friday night. That's so this is our question. That's this lichara should be prohibited because I've got that's water underneath the oil, the burning oil, and that should be that's very similar to the case of the dish with water underneath the lamp with the which is burning and the sparks that might fall. However, Tosfot says, "Ein ze karu kiruv kibui." This isn't regarded as hastening the extinguishing of the lamp. The kevan she'im kavein lechibui klal, because here you've got no intention whatsoever. You're not interested in extinguishing the flames. That's not why you've got the water in the dish. Your whole purpose here is to lift the oil, raise the oil up a bit, so that it's not right at the bottom of the glass, but it's higher up. We don't need to make any such gezeiras that you might come to do it on Shabbat, and therefore it'll be permissible, because you're not interested in extinguishing the flame. That's not what you're doing it for. You're doing it simply to raise the level of the oil. And it's true, in due course, the light will go out as a result of the water you've put there. But that was something that was set up on Erev Shabbat. And seeing as your intention was never to extinguish it, therefore we don't need to have this worry that perhaps you'll come to do it on Shabbat itself. So that's the way that Tosfot addresses that question. Now, if we look on the Daf Mekorot that I've prepared, we'll see in actual fact that besides Tosfot's explanation of why this minhag is permissible, there are in fact four other explanations in the Rishonim. So we're going to start off with comments of the Ritva, that's in his Kedushim, that's, and he makes at the beginning the same observations that the Tosfot does. But if we look towards the end, he says as follows. We look about three lines down. Says Aval Hacha Shenotein Mayim Mamash Tachat Haner Mechaber Mamashu V'Ra'u Ligzor Mibod Yom Atu Mishashelcha V'Had Ka'ama V'Neishu Mekarev Kibuyav L'Mash Mekarev Zuman Kibuyav V'Havelei Mechaber Mamash Ad Kan Peirush. What does this all mean? Da'af Agav De Mechaber Hu. That even though the Da'af Agav De Mechaber Hu Karev L'Talmud De Mekarev B'Kibuyav, even though this is actually extinguishing it, the Gemara calls it hastening extinguishing it. Because in actual fact, the sparks would have gone out in due course in any event. The water hastens what's happening here. That's for dino kemechaber mamash, and it's like actually extinguishing it. V'damin l'otosha amru ha'acharon chayav b'pnei shekiriv et mitato, and can be compared to a certain sugya in Bava Kama. Okay, well, we're not. That's essentially what Tosfot said, and so I really wanted to start here with the Rosh. So the Rosh says u'mashen notzim mayim b'nei rosh shel zechuchit shekorin lampish lampash lamps. That so the fact that you put water into these lamps, there's not a problem of hastening the extinguishing, exactly as Tosfot said, but why? Rosh says, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says gram kibui is prohibited, he's stricter than the Rabbanan, ain kan gram kibui klal. This shouldn't be regarded as gram kibui, that's even if you weren't to put the water in there at all, once the oil runs out, then the ptila, the wick, would burn out. And the putting in the water isn't going to hasten anything. Meaning that you're planning on putting an inch of or centimetre of oil into your lamp in any event. So the question is, that's where do you want the bottom of the lamp to be, essentially? That you're only putting in a centimetre of oil, and when that centimetre runs out, so then the flame will go out. So the question is, if you put in water, you're still only going to have a centimetre of oil there, and it's not really the water that's extinguishing the flame, it's the fuel burning out. That's why it's extinguished, and therefore you're not hastening the extinguishing of the flame in any way, and therefore the Rosh says it should be permitted. Right, so our first explanation was the Tosfot, who said you've got no intention of extinguishing, and therefore it's not shaykh to make a gezeira lest you come to do it on Shabbat. That's, and the Rosh is saying that you're not extinguishing at all, and therefore the gezeira is not relevant. Let's look now at the Chidushei HaRashba. So the Rashba, three lines before the end, says, "Avav bin tinat maim tachat aner lo rami anafshe, v'lo chashiva le melacha, v'sava desharev yav v'makariv kibuyav." So explaining, as the Tosfot did, why we've got this difference between setting up the traps before Shabbat, which a person is allowed to do because they know it's clear to them that on Shabbat they can't do it, as opposed to just moving a saucer of water underneath a nair, which they wouldn't necessarily realize is prohibited, and therefore the gezeira is made. Ulafi peirush there, according to this explanation, lekan amechash lintinat mayim er shabbat b'toch hashash shel zechuchit. So we don't need to worry about putting water underneath the oil in the glass candelabra, shekorin lamp dish. That's because we're not worried that you'll come and do it on Shabbat. Because this is the type of thing that people will be very careful that they know you can't do on Shabbat. In terms of just putting a saucer of water underneath a lamp, that's, you know, it doesn't seem like you're doing anything prohibited. I'm not touching anything which is usually prohibited. There's no electricity here. There's no fuel here. There's no tochein here. I don't seem really to be doing anything. I'm just moving a saucer of water around, which I'm always allowed to do. So therefore, we're worried that I might do that on Shabbat, and therefore they made a gezeira on Erev Shabbat. But in terms of putting water into the lamp itself on Shabbat, nobody's going to do. Everybody knows that you can't do it. And therefore, there's no need to have a gezeira on Erev Shabbat lest you come to do it on Shabbat, because in actual fact, you're not going to come to do it on Shabbat. If we look in the Me'iri gives us a fourth explanation as to why it's permissible to light your Shabbat lamp in this way. That's, the Me'iri says, Aval HaShashit, when you've got this lamp, Ein adam asui lahadlik b'lo mayim. That's, a person would never light it on Friday without putting water in first. Ad sheni chushema yitein bo b'Shabbat. Where we'd have a concern that perhaps you'd add water to it on Shabbat. Meaning that, you know, whenever you light these lamps for Shabbat, you always put in the water first and then add the oil to it and then light it. You never, it's not something that, well, sometimes you put in water, sometimes you don't, and therefore we're worried that I didn't put in water this week, but then I'll change my mind and maybe I'll want to put in water this week. Always, you know, who's ever forgotten to put in the water? And even if you forgot, you know, one in a thousand times, you know, that's negligible. But it's something that's always done, and therefore there's no reason to make such a gezeira. Let's look also at the Orzarua. The Orzarua is very keen to defend the Minhag. And the Orzarua says, it's definitely a valid minhag. All the cases where we said that you can't hasten extinguishing the sparks, and that according to Rabbi Yossi, even gram kibu is prohibited. Hainu davka shekvar haner dolek. That's talking about where the order of things is different to what we're talking about. It's talking about where the lamp is already burning. V'yachach goreim o makarev. That's, and then subsequently you're hastening the thing being extinguished. Kahai gavna tavka kahai gavna asar talmud. It's exactly that sort of thing which the Gemara said, which is prohibited. Aval hacha, but in this instance, shekvar milei hamayim. That's where you've already filled up the water. V'hashemen, and put the oil on top of it. V'yachach kach madlik, and then you light it. And then you do nothing after you've lit it. That's definitely 100% permissible. That's, it's like lighting the oil lamp with a saucer underneath it. If the saucer's underneath it, If the sauce is underneath it already, so then what's the question? It's not that you've put a saucer underneath a burning lamp. Here also, you haven't put the water underneath a burning oil, and therefore it's permissible. The Ozarua says a total nonsense to ask a kash against our minhag. And it's definitely 100% permissible. Let's see, in conclusion, what the Shulchan Aruch tells us. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Not linkli tachat aner lekabel nitzotzot, mipnei she'ein bahem mamash." So you can certainly put an empty dish underneath the lamp to catch the sparks, because they're inconsequential. Ve'ein kam bitul kli meheichano, and there's no bitul kli here. That's you're not decommissioning a keli. But you can't put water into it even before Shabbat comes in, because then you're hastening the time at which the sparks will be extinguished. However, you can put water into the lamp which you're lighting on Erev Shabbat, because you're not intending in any way that to extinguish the flame. All you're intending to do there is to lift up the oil from the base of the lamp somewhat. You're not interested in extinguishing the flames. And that's exactly the way Tosfos and the Rosh said it. The Yesh Omrim, and then the Rama adds, Yesh Omrim afilin mitkaven lechibui, even if you were intending, that was your intention, that when the flame gets down to the water level, that it will be extinguished. Shari is going to be permissible. Me'achar she'en hamayim ba'ein, that's seeing as you can't visibly see the water, el atachat hashemen, but the water is underneath the oil, lo have el gram kibui, then that becomes gram kibui, that's, and it's going to be permissible, at least on Erev Shabbat, even though generally speaking, you know, paskan that gram kibui is permitted in circumstances of great necessity. This isn't necessarily a case of great necessity, but this is gram kibui from Erev Shabbat, and therefore it's going to be permissible. V'chein noagin, and indeed the Rama says that is the minhag. So certainly for those who light with oil on Friday nights and put water in the bottom, then that's certainly going to be permissible in accordance with all the explanations that we've seen. Adkan.